of the island to say nothing of playing. Her important part in social functions, life went well enough. Her children, far away from the swarms of Charlestown, throve in the trade winds which temper the sun of Nevis and make it an isle of delight. When they were not studying with the governance, they were grooves and gorges to play in, ponies to ride, and monkeys and land crabs to hunt. Later came the gay life of the capital. The routs at Government House, frequent enough when the chief was elsewhere. The balls at the neighboring estates, the picnics in the cool high forest, or where more tropical trees and tree ferns grew thick, the constant meeting with distinguished strangers, and the visits to the other islands. The young Fawcetts married early. One went with the husband, Peter, to the island of St. Croix. The Danish government, upon obtaining possession of the fertile island in 1733, immediately issued an invitation to the planters at Leeward Crabbies to immigrate, tempting many who were dissatisfied with the British government or wished for greater estates than they could acquire on their own populous island. Members of Lytton, among the first to respond,